Chris Brown teaming up with Young Thug. It's called Go Crazy on a Thursday morning. It is a Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. At least now I know my days. Wowzers.
What a mess.
Tell me about it. In fact, I got an interesting story to share with you this morning.
Do tell.
So, by the way, yesterday I forgot to mention that it was my sister's birthday, right?
No, you did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, did I?
No, you did. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you were talking about the gift.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted to get it. Yes.
What did I say I wanted to get her?
A cologne.
We
oh,
we
yeah, yeah, I did, yeah, perfume. Yeah, yes. I did get her perfume. Yeah.
There you go.
She was happy.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So, anyway, so have family dinner and blah, 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 blah. Get home at around like 8 o'clock. Cool, everything's fine. And I'm like, hey, you know what I need to do? I was like, I need to sort out a mix. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is the perfect time for me to do like two mixes and whatever and just need to clean up some stuff.
Yeah.
So, get them done by about like, I think it was about 11:30. And then I check my phone, and my phone's like on 15% battery life. And I'm like, Kishap, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go inside the house. I'm going to put it on charge.
Yes.
And literally, as I walk in, put on the TV to see what's happening in Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Oh, yes. Bob Eskom.
Oh, what's the happening? Pole is wet.
What's happening?
Oh,
so,
wow.
Check on City Power's website. There's no schedule outage. So then I walk out and I see half my neighborhood is lit. The other half is not lit.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like 15% battery life. Laptop has not been charging. I was like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my phone and everything else on charge. And then I'm going to, you know, let it, you know, do its thing
and sleep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So in the process of all of this, what happens is my signal then drops. So now I've got no service.
Yeah.
Now, you know, when iPhone has no service, it starts looking for service.
Uh-huh.
And then we go 15.
Oh,
14,
wow.
13,
yeah.
12, 10.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So while I'm busy on the net trying to log a call and everything, as I finish logging the call, I put my phone down and I'm like, let me set my alarm. Pick up the phone, keep dead.
Oh, yes. Yo.
So I'm like, this is all right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
And when the lights come on, they'll wake me up.
Yes.
And then I can set my alarm.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Leave the lights on in the bedroom. I left this morning, there was still no power.
Oh, wow. Literally, like they did this to both of us in the same week.
Even him.
In the same week. I hope that it's not going to be 30 hours like me. I mean, we had 31 hours of no power. Can you imagine 31 hours?
Damn.
Like, I don't even need to imagine it. I've lived through it.
Yeah,
So I hope it's not 31 hours. Hopefully, when you get home, the power will be back on.
I hope so too.
Yeah. It's terrible. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. Like, not having power for that long is really not, it's not great. Not in the city. If you're out in the bundus, it's fine. You can maybe make a fire. It could even be fun for the kids. But like, you can't.
Fun for the kids.
What are we making a fire? Because we're protesting and want to burn something down for lack of service delivery.
No, I get it. If it's out in the farm or whatever, you make the fire, you cook outside. It'll be a fun little camping thing for the kids. You know, you can put marshmallows on there and stuff. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, but here in the city, it's not so fun. No.
No, we don't enjoy it at all, though. Listen, yesterday we got the budget speech delivered.
Yes, that was delivered. I did listen to it, actually. The finance minister's bad jokes also in tow. Don't please. let's stick to their money. You are an accountant.
Yeah.
The jokes didn't land for me.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe we're too stressed to laugh. I don't know.
I mean, he didn't even talk about your load shedding Eskom. He didn't mention it. So
I know they say that they're gonna set up a fund and whatever, and government's gonna take care of those who have got side effects from the vaccine.